What do you call the covering for the pillow on the bed?
Pillow slip.
How's that?
Pillow slip.
Okay. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that certainly is a pretty what of beads.
So she sure got to put a bead on her neck.
Okay. Would you say a thing of beads, a string of beads, a pair of beads, or just
a pair.
Okay. How's that?
A pair.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one beats the other one badly, you might say that one man really whacked the other one.
You say that man sure did beat that man.
Okay. Any other sort of funny ways that you might say it? He really something him?
Repeat that again.
Would you, any other ways that you might say that one man really defeated the other man?
I would say he was so much heaven he was.
That he what?
He beat him.
Okay. Do you have a word for the back part of a man's legs, like when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his
knees. Got down on his knees.
Okay, well now that wouldn't be like, you know, if you went on down like this. You don't have a word for when you just kind of like that, maybe your feet.
He stooped down.
Okay. What are some words that mean a really stingy person? He never wants to turn loose of a penny. He's really a... You know what I'm talking about?
That's a stingy person.
Okay. If somebody is wearing really funny looking clothes, you might say he really looks...
tacky.
Okay. Do you use a different word if it were a woman from if it were a man, or would you say either a man or a woman looks tacky?
You said both of them look tacky.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is dressed up in her very best clothes? You might say she's really what?
She's dressed, got on that for somebody to see.
Okay. Would you say she's really dolled up, dressed up, dutied up, primped up, fixed up, any of those?
I just can say she's primped up for somebody to see her.
Okay. Would you ever say a man is primped up, or is that just a word for women?
It's the same word. He just primped up for a woman to see by see.
Okay. What word do you use to refer to an old person who's really very lively, who gets around very well? He's almost 100 and he's still going fishing or something. You say he certainly is.
Can get about.
Well, he's for his age, you might say.
He sure can get about to his age.
Okay. What would you say about somebody who never wants to do any work? He doesn't have any ambition. You say he is just
lazy and don't want to do nothing.
Okay. What do you call that bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk with his bill?
Peckerwood.
How's that?
A peckerwood.
And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Cricket.
Okay, and is there's another one besides a cricket that eats all of the vegetables?
Tell me, eat on the green
corn.
Corn.
Uh-huh.